We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back. The Fieldhouse was full today here at One Bills Drive as University at Buffalo held its pro day with scouts from all over, media, UB folks. Joining us in studio, the Buffalo Bills coordinator of college scouting and national scout, 24 years with the Bills, Doug Macheski. I guess that makes you a lifer.
Can we change that to 12?
24 years with the Bills. Hey, today you were the coordinator of UB's Pro Day in the Fieldhouse. How did you get assigned that duty?
It was a combination of the fact that I'm an alumni and I deal with the coaches quite a bit, and the fact that they're using our facility to have their Pro Day was just to, you know, just keeping information about who's coming, what they need, what we had for them. So I kind of got stuck with just the details of it.
Typically, like if you go to a college, on-site at a college, who runs the pro day? Who does do?
Usually, it's a combination of scouts from other teams that, you know, we know what we have to get done. We have to, you know, get the combine drills done before the positional workout. So we just take the bull by the horns and you know, we assign guys, hey, you get the height, you get the weight, you do the measurements, blah, 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 and just to get through the process so we can get it wrapped up and completed.
Doug, it appeared today there were scouts from every team, right? 32 teams represented. Much, yep. And that, are they all regional scouts, area scouts for the most part?
It's a combination. You know, there was a combination of area scouts, regional scouts. There's coaches, national scouts. There's a few GMs here, so, yeah. You know.
Well, we saw the GM, Reggie McKenzie. Mm-hmm. We saw a head coach, Mike Patton. How rare is that for the top-level guys to be at a pro day?
It's not rare at all. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, standard for the top-flight guys. You'll see, you know, head coaches, you'll see GMs there.
Talk about the drills that they went through. Are those standard drills? Like if you go to Auburn Pro Day later today, will they do pretty much the same drills?
Everything from, you know, the height weights in the morning to the measurements to vertical, broad jump, 40, short shuttle, 3-cone, and 60 shuttle are pretty much standardized every Pro Day. That's going to happen. Now, if a player's completed everything at the combine as Mac has done, then if he wants to run another 40, that was up to him. But as long as he's done everything at the combine, that's pretty much for the other kids who didn't attend the combine.
When it comes to measurements, height, weight, that wouldn't change combine.
No, but we would always get a weight on a player the day he's working out. Like before Mac worked out, we made sure we got a weight on him, so we just know that, you know, he's whatever his weight was today compared to what he ran.
Is it bench press work too?
Yeah, bench press was right after height and weights. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? What is a scout looking for in a pro day like today?
You know, it's funny. The kids think it's all about numbers. And, yeah, the numbers are important. We, you know, we want to get as much of the data to compare them, you know, the players across the country. But a lot of it is how they work, how they pick things up, you know, their attitude, you know, how they handle things and things like that. And it's a combination of things, but the players think it's all about running the 40. And it's really not. It's about, you know, how a kid competed today.
It's probably the focus on the 40 because that's one of the most measurable things, and we're all familiar with just a dead sprint, right? Yeah. Three-cone drill, stuff like that is sort of esoteric, but everybody, when you're a little kid, you run fast. That's what you do.
That's right. If you can run, you can run.
Yeah. Let's talk about Khalil Mack a little bit. 4.63 timed at the combine, about 4.5 to what, 4.58 today. Yeah. So pretty good improvement for him, and it sounded like that was important for him to run better.
You know, he wanted to run better. He ran between 4.59 and 4.63. So, I mean, there was a little bit of range there. And then he did a little bit better today. And, but when you watch tape, you know he can run on film too. So this is just like, you know, dotting the I and crossing the T.
He mentioned to the media after today's Pro Day workout that he actually went to work since the combine last couple of weeks at Pepsi Center working on his speed.
Yeah. Most of your top players all spend time working on these drills and what to prepare for at their Pro Days or at the combine.
I asked you what the scouts look at, but what are they're all there timing, like Khalil Mack and the rest of them in the 40 times, and they all have different times then? Everybody's got a different watch?
Yes. You know, it's like if I was timing the 40 today, I would have, you know, I would have stayed with my time. But then we get together because, I mean, there's guys timing the 10, the 20. There's coaches that aren't timing. We get together and we share information, and we'll get a couple guys to read, all right, here was my 40 time. You know, here was a scout from Tampa Bay, or here was a scout from the Washington Redskins. So we get a combination, you know, and that way you can see if there's an outlier or one that doesn't make sense. But pretty much you just get a range of what other people had.
And that's not considered proprietary information?
No. I mean, we're all working together. I mean, like, you know, all the scouts get in here and they they to get the things done and get the things completed, they work together. So it's just a sharing of information.
We're talking with Doug Majewski. He's the Bills coordinator of college scouting, national scout, and he coordinated today's UB Pro Day today. Some teams administer tests. I know some of the UB players actually went in a meeting room where the teams gave them a test today.
A couple of the kids that hadn't never taken the Wonderlic test, we administered that. And then there's some special psychological tests that certain teams do that they needed a meeting room to sit down and give him the test.
What goes on now? I was trying to think what's next for a guy like Khalil Mack. He obviously will make some visits to teams around the league, and those are not workouts, right? Those are just
correct. Every team can have up to 30 individual visits where they'll come to the facility, and you don't put them through drills, you don't run them, but you basically sit down with them, and it's more of a mental thing as far as getting them on the board, seeing what they know, watching tape with them, and just getting a feel for a player that way. But he also will probably have some individual workouts. Certain teams will call and say, hey, listen, can you if we come there to the University of Buffalo and work out for you in April, can you do it? So he'll have a few of those.
And why would those teams need that based on combine and what they got here today?
I don't know. It seems like it's become the latest overkill of our business of doing individual workouts. You know, a lot of times, you know, because of the workout schedules, people can't get here today. Auburn was going today. You know, there's other combines on other days. So it's just maybe they couldn't get here.
So there are, say, even though you had every team here, there are scouts or coaches from the same team that was here today that they want to get a look at Khalil
Mack. They might come back,
And so for Khalil Mack, he can't really take the foot off the gas pedal as far as conditioning.
There is a certain point, and I don't know the date, when we're not allowed to work him out before the draft. That there's a certain window when they say, okay, it's 2 weeks before draft, and no more physical workouts.
You know what? It strikes me, and I've just noticed it more this year, and thinking about some of the Bills rookies from this last year, guys who came in, went through this process, played a lot last year. This is an off season for them. What they've done in college, the season ends late November, early December. Then they step it up for, you know, if they're in an all-star game, combine, pro day, maybe some more of these workouts. There's no let up.
This is a huge year for any senior player that starts preparing for the combine, preparing for workouts. Then he gets drafted, the mini camps, and then, you know, 4 preseason games, 16 regular season games. This year is really a brutal year for kids from college.
And then the following year, have you noticed in your career that maybe guys are a little more well-rested, maybe they have better legs second year? Because that's kind of a grind you're talking about from July to the following.
It's a huge grind for us, and we're very aware of it as far as, you know, when we get the players that we draft and we bring them in, we're very aware of, you know, what they've been doing since the end of their college football season, you know, till they start lining up and playing for us. I mean, there's a ton of work that they've done. And a lot of it is just to run a 40 or to vertical jump and do things like that. You know, as soon as the draft's over, that's all thrown away, and it's back to football, just football drills and football playing and the mental part of it.
And as far as that goes, in comparing times, I was talking to one of the scouts out there today about Khalil Mack and his combine performance, and he said the fact that Mack was in the second group at the combine may have contributed to a slightly slower time than some people anticipated, standing around all day, second group through.
Yeah.
We're really splitting hairs
here.
But we're talking about tenths of a second, too.
He could have had a bad breakfast, too, or something like that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of reasons for it. But the combine has done a much better job. They bring the players in longer so that they don't have to worry so much about, you know, having a missed flight and rush, and the medical part has been spread out longer so that they have more time to rest and recover for their actual day of workout.
I talked to Coach Jeff Quinn about Mack a little bit today, and actually we were watching the 40s together, and he said, that's fine, he's running well, but he said, if you really want to see him play, watch him hit somebody at the end of that 40-yard dash.
Like I said earlier, the kids think that this is a big part of it, and this is just a piece of it at the end. It really depends on how they played their senior year and how they played their junior year is really where the evaluation of what we think their value is.
I know, Doug, as a UB alum, you've seen a lot of Khalil Mack over the years. Are you surprised how he shot up into the top five, really, on most people's draft boards?
It's funny. In the fall, when you go to see him, you knew he was a very good player. You knew he was a first-rounder. Now, could I pinpoint that he was a top five? No, but I knew he was a top half of the first-round kind of player. But, you know, as this go through this process and you start comparing other top players of the country, and then you start saying, well, I'd rather have this guy than that guy, that's kind of how it fits in as far as when NFL teams start saying, okay, well, here's our 10 best guys or 10, 15 best guys and things like that. And, you know, it changes from team to team, I mean, because of needs or other things. But it's a slow process, and rarely do we make that determination in the fall. We just kind of, you know he's a good player, you know his value is a first round talent, and depending on what scheme you're doing and how he fits, there might be more value for a certain team than another team.
Tell me, and I don't need the whole book, but your book on Khalil Mack, how does he project as an NFL player?
I think, you know, the interesting thing is he can play as a 3-4 outside backer and a 4-3 backer. But he also is going to bring you an extra skill set that he is a very good pass rusher. So he, on third down or in your nickel packages, he can be in your rush packages along with dropping him. But he's a talented pass rusher. So I think most teams that are going to look at him are going to look that even though he can be an every down linebacker, when it is a third down or a nickel situation, they're going to try to maybe use him on a blitz or use him, maybe even put his hand on the ground and bring him off the edge.
You know, when he walked off the field at the end of his workout, I saw Coach Mike Patton of the Browns walk off with him, and I was trying to envision what he might look like, and I thought about our guy, Jerry Hughes. Yeah. He could kind of play that role on a full-time basis in Mike Patton's defense.
He could be a rush player in Coach Patton's style of defense. He can be a stand-up guy. He is very versatile because of his athleticism and the fact that at UB they used him in a variety of different ways also.
I want to ask you about two other UB guys, the running back Brandon Oliver, Bo Oliver, ran pretty well today. Yep. I think maybe people were impressed with what he did.
He ran well. He worked out well. You know, he's certainly a well-built kid. He's strong as can be. But he did a nice job today, and I think he's helped himself.
Does his lack of height, really, is that an issue? How much of an issue would
it's
that be?
It's a running back.
Right. What was his height measured?
Not off the top of my head. He was 5'6" something. Okay. So he's not the tallest.
No. He's not. And one more guy who wasn't able to complete his workout, Alex Newts, the wide receiver from Grand Island.
Pulled up a little bit after one of his 40, so you know he wasn't able to complete some of the positional drills, but he did get through all the other numbers things. So you know most teams will be able to at least you know compare him to other receivers as far as how they have them rated.
Hey Doug, we know from talking to Doug Whaley in the last couple of weeks or so, and again at the combine, after your scouts meetings, I want to say 3 weeks ago now, your initial board is up. Yeah. How does it change from now on, and what would make a guy move up or down on your board?
Well, I mean, you know, rarely is it because of the workouts and things. I mean, there's occasionally the guys that you hoped would run better that just, you know, it's going to affect their draft stats, but that's really the minority. Majority of your guys, you're just trying to get a better feel for, and, you know, we fine-tune our Bills board. I fine-tune the players that I've looked at, you know, and it's just like, okay, I'd rather, you know, I think this guy would bring more to our club than this guy, and it's just fine-tuning value. It really doesn't change a whole lot of us. I mean, I've always said that, you know, we do all the work in the fall and you come up with a grade or a value on a guy. And then everything from then till the pro day makes you doubt it, you know, from Senior Bowl. But by the end of the day, when you go back and watch tape, it's usually the exact same guy that you thought he was on film.
Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Murph.
Doug Majewski, the Bills National Scout, coordinator of college scouting. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.